Here's your QC Sierra News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. A food truck festival, a chili cook-off, and movies on the Mersey were among the dozens of ideas for Liverpool's Privateer Perk tossed around Wednesday evening at Queen's Place AmeriCenter. QCCR hosted a community meeting to generate ideas for more events on the Liverpool waterfront and elsewhere in Queens County. Station manager Norm Amiro said he wanted to hold the session after seeing some comments on Facebook about people wanting more to do in Privateer Perk.
We have this beautiful park, and you wonder, like, why there isn't more activities going on there. And based on the feedback tonight, there's a ton of good ideas out there that, and people really do, I think, want to see more activities there.
About 20 people discussed ideas for a more vibrant waterfront, like holding more seasonal festivals similar to last March's Light Up Queens Winter Night Festival, more events targeted toward youth, encouraging more performing arts besides music in the park, and there was even talk of a Beatles festival. Min Smale is the Secretary Treasurer of the South Queens Chamber of Commerce. She's also the chair of the Privateer Days Committee, which holds a popular annual festival in the park every June. She was impressed with people's ideas.
I think they're fantastic, and I think it's really going to revitalize both the waterfront, or, you know, Privateer Park, as well as some of the smaller, lesser-known venues across Queens. I think it was great to see the younger folks come in here and join the conversation. They need to be involved in, you know, evolving the next generation in the music and entertainment scene here.
One of those young people was Easton Goodwin. He and some of his high school bandmates were at the event.
Very important. I'm glad it came out tonight. We definitely do have some highlights, such as the Astor Theater. A lot to explore there. But also, like, you know, a group of teens want to hang out Friday night. Where do they go, right? So some spots for people to just explore, hang out with friends, and more opportunities for the youth.
People at the event acknowledged that a couple of persistent barriers exist in turning the ideas into reality: funding and volunteers. Deputy Mayor Matty Charlton told people that while the municipality can't fund everything, there could be some money available for certain events. Amiro said he'll collect the ideas into some common themes and then approach some local groups like the Chamber to try to get things going.
But maybe, as we talked about, bite-sized pieces, partnerships, and focus on a few things and do them well, maybe that's a reasonable first step.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.